Is there an ultimate truth or ultimate knowledge? Hello once more. I hope you are all doing very well. I am Marie Swaru. Throughout the ages, people have fought and waged wars in the name of their religion or creed, in the name of their country, area, or clan. One person in power, or one group of people, wants what the others have and takes it by force. Incredibly bloody wars have occurred in the name of which is the correct religion, and all the participants and soldiers always assume that their god and their creed are the correct ones, therefore the other group should die. Every soldier, and of every side in the dispute, deeply believes that his cause and his reason to fight is the correct one. They all assume that it is morally justified to fight because they hold the truth, therefore the grace of their God as well. But there is one big reason why all conflict occurs, from big wars to simple domestic disagreements. And it is the idea, and the assumption that they hold the truth. They all justify their aggression because they are deeply attached to the idea that they are right, and the others are not, with this even surpassing the very feeling of guilt. At least until some slim glimpse of reason dawns on them, that there's no justification for what they are doing, or for what is being done to them. The very concept of right and wrong is at play here, deeply rooted in the basic principles of duality, and of living in an imperfect material world. Their culture, religion, governments, science, and society at large have programmed deep into the human psyche the idea that right and wrong exist, that some things are correct and others are not, of lies and truths. Then they make the basic concept of right and wrong into an even more colorful, and enriched with meaning, concepts of good and evil. Philosophers, thinkers, and people of science all claim to search for the truth. And deeply engraved into the human mind, every single being ultimately is also looking for the truth, or the truth about what matters to him or her, disguised as knowledge, knowing that it is power. This way, being able to apply that as a weapon, or as a means to achieve whatever they want, usually more money and more power. But as you expand your consciousness, and the level of your awareness, you quickly come to understand that there is no truth, and there is no falsity, there is no evil and no good, no right and wrong, because you start to understand that they are all relative to something else. After all, they can only be so relative to one or another point of view. There is no ultimate truth, therefore there cannot be knowledge either, as they are closely connected, there cannot be one without the other. Truth and falsity, facts and lines, good and evil are only concepts that apply when you are in the game of life. Therefore, while you are in duality and clearly holding one or another specific point of view or point of attention, those concepts only apply when you are a soul, incarnated or not. There can never be one point of view with an ultimate truth, because if it is only one point, then it does not have the entire picture of what is going on. And the more expanded our awareness and our consciousness is, the more points of view we can see and understand, because a person with high consciousness can be perfectly aware of the multiple points of view, and of the reasons why people with lesser evolved awareness believe they are truths, but can also see and understand other points of view that contradict the first. When those multiple points of view, the person, or the being with higher awareness, includes vastly agreed sociably accepted concepts that are taken as facts by a whole society or culture and can also understand the contradicting one, its counterpart, it can be said that the being can see and can effectively integrate at least two timelines. A timeline is not some isolated objective thing. It is just a concept to help us understand different sequences of events that happen in the same time frame, like a sequence of dates. A timeline is a mental or conceptual construction, be it personal or collective, It is the group of events in a sequence that is perceived and agreed on as valid or as a truth. But it is what has been agreed on, what a group of people agrees is the correct sequence of events that happened in their immediate past or past. But when a being with higher awareness can perceive two opposing sequences of events, not only the socially accepted timeline, but can also understand another timeline, or sequence of events that differs significantly from the first, and even contradicts it, that being is observing two different realities, or two different timelines. That is having a multidimensional mind. A good example of this is the recent global illness problem, where there were clear opposing points of view about what was really going on, where one very large group of people followed the official version as one undisputable reality and truth, and another much smaller group of people were observing another that was very different from the first. In this example, the second smaller group of people perceived the problem, its causes, and its genesis so differently, that both groups couldn't get along and couldn't agree, but many people within that much smaller group had the capacity to understand how and why the first group was thinking and reacting the way they did. So the second and much smaller group of people effectively integrated the timeline and the reality of the first, understanding its reasons, but not agreeing with them because they were looking at the same problem from the point of view of a being with much higher awareness. Yet both groups of people were reacting exactly as the controllers of Earth wanted them to, and that was to enter into a panic and survival mode, to enter living in fear and uncertainty about the immediate future. Both groups, one with a much higher awareness than the other, entered into a very vulnerable state. So in effect, the second group integrated the first, being able to understand it, yet both groups were still integrated into a larger timeline that included both, and only a very small amount of beings could see, understand, and integrate both timelines from the point of view of a much more expanded third. The more expanded a timeline is, and the amount of consciousness awareness needed to understand it, the smaller the number of people who can perceive it, the less expanded and simpler a timeline is, the more people can understand it, it is inversely proportional, at least on Earth. In the end, observing things closely, there can never be any absolute truth, because it can only be a truth relative to someone, or relative to one or another situation or circumstance, but never as an absolute. Even when a being with the higher awareness possible accepts anything as fact and truth based on the most extensive information and the best science available, taking even this as a fact, there will always be another much more expanded point of view that will change everything. Knowledge is the same. To know something is to take it as something valid, a truth, and can also only be relative to a limited set of circumstances. You can only know something from the point of view of one or another group and their perceptual agreements, for example, as in according to the Encyclopedia Britannica, a shellfish is a marine animal, but it may not be so from another point of view. This is why we must never adopt rigid points of view and belief systems that try to impose on us truths, no matter how elegantly they may be presented to us. They are not absolute truths, and may not apply to you. Never relinquish your capacity to think on your own. You must always make up your mind, for yourself, about what you accept as truth, and you must always be ready to accept a newer and better point of view that can replace the former, if you decide it is better than the first. This is the way to expand your consciousness and awareness, the way to expand your soul, to study everything, and always be ready to replace anything within your personal belief system for what you decide is a better idea or concept, therefore never stagnating, and always advancing and expanding your mind, integrating and understanding everything you can, even the parts and the things that you do not agree with, Knowing that understanding them will help you realize how and why other beings think and react the way they do, as well as giving you the necessary contrast to understand even more. As long as there are different points of attention, of different fragments of source we call souls, there will be differences of opinion, different timelines, and different truths. And these can lead to conflict, a conflict of mere ideas in the mind of source itself. A conflict of ideas that souls have an unhealthy attachment to, the idea that they are the correct ones, and the others are not. When seen from a higher and more expanded point of attention, they are both right and both are wrong, depending on what conditions, parameters, circumstances, and points of view we may observe them. Many people don't agree with us, and from our higher point of understanding, we must accept that as a fact of life, the more awareness and the more expanded a mind is, the lesser it will be understood by the masses, therefore it will be more alone, but it is more than worthwhile. As people with higher awareness, it is our job to understand the beings who are lesser evolved than we are, lesser evolved from our point of view, of course. So we can understand them, and to the point where we can know exactly why they cannot understand us in return. We may understand them, but that doesn't mean that we must conform to their norms accepting them. We are what we are and what we decide to be as evolved higher awareness beings, and we must respect ourselves and our right to be unique and different. We must be congruent with ourselves above everything else. There are no ultimate truths, no truth. Truth is only relative to the point of view of one or another person, or group of people. And the higher our awareness of all is, the more we integrate other opinions and points of view, the more alone we are, but at the same time the more peaceful we become. This is another reason why starseeds and awakened people need their alone time so much. Be strong out there, dear starseeds. Take from my words whatever serves your personal expansion and path, and I thank you for watching my video. For liking and subscribing as well, thank you. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love, your friend, Marie Soirou.